Well, it's good to see you,
gentlemen.
Anyway,
I don't know if you've noticed, but I've gotten really fucking muscular.
No, you
haven't. It's hard to tell because it's
that. I see the muscle. I see fat.
No, you don't. Fuck you, fat.
I see fat, too.
Is it just me or is it not really flexing?
Yeah.
It's just sort of sitting there.
Yeah. It's like a Peter Griffith arm.
Yeah. It's not as much like a caw, caw, caw. It's more like a sad... Now that just looks like fat jiggling.
What sound does a slug make?
Guys, breaking news. Fuck you. And you. And you. And you.
I don't think that's
you.
Breaking.
It's breaking my heart.
Oh.
History Defeats Itself is a comedy podcast. Kevin, John, and Greg are not experts, historians, or even all that smart.
Somebody's I'm using all my good jokes now on the pre-show. Let's get in the fucking game.
We're doing it.
Welcome to History Defeats Itself. My name is Kevin Rosenquist. I am here with my glorious co-hosts, John Banks and Greg Mitchell. How are you guys?
Drunk.
Are you really?
No.
Oh.
Buzzed. Just buzzed. A little buzzed.
Well, I want to talk about politics if we can. Mm-hmm. We're going to get a Joe mm-hmm. Biden, and then after Joe Biden, we're going to talk about Trump, and then after Trump, we're going to talk about FDR. And he's a new up-and-comer, and I think he's going to do big things.
FDR. Okay.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
I think you mean NPR from the way you're talking.
Neuro something, something.
National
or
Public
maybe
Radio.
It's the Kennedy. It's the... isn't he going to be an independent?
Robert
F. Kennedy Jr.
Yeah.
That's psycho.
I think he's losing steam. Like he, yeah, he's lost
didn't
a lot of steam.
Didn't he pick fucking that quarterback guy that's crazy, Aaron Rodgers, for his running?
He
mate?
Talked about it. anyway, welcome to History Defeats Itself.
Wait, thanks did we talk here. About that?
What's that?
Did we talk about that?
About Aaron Rodgers? I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hilarious. I read that. It was Aaron Rodgers and somebody else. There were a woman, I think. There were two people that he had on his short list for running mates, and one of them was Aaron Rodgers, and I don't know. They would be great together. They're both insane.
But it kind of sucks that he's married to Cheryl Hines from Curb, and she's married to a whack job.
Who's married to Cheryl Hines?
RFK Jr.
Yeah. Seriously? I didn't even know that. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't think it's fair to call him a whack job. I think you're a very judgy person.
That's fair.
Well, look at his. He's got tough competition with that. Yeah,
exactly. Like, yeah. Of the field, like, of if it's him or Trump, I'm going RFK. Right?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, but it's still not.
It's not ideal. You guys are living in the past when things made sense. Things don't make sense anymore.
I almost said it's a tallest midget kind of thing, but we're not supposed to say that. That's very, not okay. It's very not okay.
It's the shortest tall guy contest. You can never offend a tall guy.
That's true. I'm a tall guy, so I know.
How's the weather up there?
That's not offensive.
Your I bet dick's you it's in different. My face.
Yeah, right.
Thank you for joining us today.
Do you mind?
I don't know why mind, that's funny, but
do you mind not having your balls on top of my
yeah.
head?
Excuse me, tall guy. Could you get your nuts out of my face, please? Get your nuts out of my face.
You're not that short.
Get your nuts out of my face. Get
well,
your.
But I always get on my knees when I see you.
So. Out of my face.
That's true. That's true. And as you should, as your overlord.
as a guy who likes getting blowjobs from people, you should always get on your knees.
As your overlord, and the guy who likes getting blowjobs.
And you know, tall guy nuts got to be huge.
I think they're probably pretty average. I don't know. I don't
know.
They're
huge. Say, they're proportionate. Right. If you're I was tall, like, you definitely have a bigger cock and balls.
I'm going to say Kevin's average. Like, I don't feel like Kevin's anything special.
I mean, I'm very comfortable with my manhood.
I saw his manhood when he was wearing sweats the other
As did everyone who was watching it on YouTube.
Yeah, and I do apologize for that. I didn't realize how out in the open they were.
How penis my pants were.
Yeah, it was funny because, like, when you were making the jokes and all that, and then when I was going back editing it, and I was like, oh my, you can really see my dick.
This episode is called Kevin's Dick for no other reason than you can see his dick.
Yeah, inexplicably, see his dick. Doesn't make any sense, but yeah. So, Anyway, it is John's turn to lead the crew tonight. Thank you all for being here. Thank you two for being here. I'm always happy to see you. John, I would love to know what the topic is of this episode that you chose about an hour and a half ago.
Well, you know how we...
Hey, let me interrupt and say I don't really care what the topic is.
It's a real 50-50 kind of crowd tonight. So, you know how we don't talk about Nazis enough?
Nope.
Well, never. I feel like we don't talk about Nazis enough. So,
we've changed our ways, though. They used to come up a lot more. So, remember, it was all Nazis and systemic racism.
Did you do this episode on Nazis and you said it was going to be the shortest episode ever?
Well, there's just not a lot on them, and they didn't really make an impact on the world. No, so I recently have been...
going to meetings about Nazis.
Watching, you know, just watching humanity. And
I read this book, I can't remember what it's called.
It was Mind Something Camping about Cufflinks?
Yeah, yeah. Mind Cuff? Mind Cap? I don't remember.
Minecraft.
Minecraft, that's right.
No, I was thinking of, which is all the shit that's going on in the world, right? I was like, you know, we have this belief of everything is black and white, right? Or not that we have a belief, but humans want to live in a world where everything's black and white.
Oh my God, this is really going to be a pro-Nazi episode.
It's not. It's not going to be a pro-Nazi episode.
Just but hear me out. But,
you know, listen, it's just 13 steps and we're going to have a perfect society. Sure, some people are going to die, but listen, it's about utopia. No, I've just been thinking a lot about this lately because everything's going in the world. And then so... And I knew that.
You mean lately, like the last 35 minutes when you started doing your research?
Well, no. Like, this is what finally I was like, oh, this is what I'll do it on. And so, like, I knew there was something called Operation Paperclip that I learned about in high school that was basically where the U.S. government brought over a bunch of Nazi scientists that worked on the space program, right? And so then this episode is about this one guy and NASA and kind of how it's a real gray area. Like, I'm definitely sure, like, he didn't do horrible shit, but he certainly watched horrible shit go on. And so anyway, let's strap in and get ready for a little Nazi talk here on History Defeats Itself. And no, please, no, Nazis are bad. So nobody be a
Craig's
Nazi.
Like, I'm going to need a drink for this.
I'm going to leave.
No, it's good. It's good. Because basically,
so what you're saying is it kind of fucks with your moral compass.
Yeah, because of like everything that and there's so much shit that we have because of NASA, like so much shit we use in our daily life that I have no idea. And I think that that's kind of the cool part. And we're just going to get through this Nazi guy and then we'll get to the fun stuff.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
That's what they said.
That's what they said in 1939 Germany.
Yeah. We're just going to get through this Nazi guy and then we're going to have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus.
Well, in doing my 27 minutes of research, I did find that I guess apparently a lot of former Nazis, they actually made fun of Hitler like in private. Because
where you're not going to get killed.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
But he had enough people supporting him openly where the threat of being killed was real.
Well, and that's the thing is it was actually the minority. Right. And it's like kind of like you don't need a majority of crazy people. If you have a minority of people who are willing to do atrocities in the name of one person, then you can get the majority in line. So but that's not what.
Well, when
about,
people are threatened with like toe the line or death, they're going to choose to toe the
they're
line.
They're going to toe the line. Yeah. Yeah.
But then the ironic thing about that, though, is that if the masses had just been like, no, fuck you, we're not doing this, they could have overtaken the bad people.
That's easier said than done.
Yeah.
Why?
In the short term.
You've been working out. You've been showing your guns. Just
you've
go
been
start
taking
punching people.
Oh, I would have fucked up some Nazis. I would have been
got,
like Brad
you've got
Pitt.
All, you've got all that like creatine and powders and whatever else you're taking. Steroids.
But I'm all natural.
You're doing cryotherapy and ice baths and saunas.
I am. I'm doing all those things.
Butt play.
That's right.
Ice baths in a sauna.
It's just me and Wim Hof. He turns the ice on and I turn the heat on and then we get into a big argument.
Then you battle it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wernher von Braun.
Now, if that doesn't sound like a Nazi, I don't know what does.
That guy is a Nazi and no matter what.
Sorry for anyone listening who might be named Wernher von Braun.
I'm sorry. Werner von Braun.
Werner von Braun.
Let me see your papers.
We will ask the questions. All right. Born on March 13th, 1912 in Wurzitz, Germany, now Wurzik, Poland. Became fascinated with space exploration and rocketry at a very young age. Didn't know.
Rocketry.
What age?
7.
Liar.
No, it was 12.
Liar.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just telling you what
I'm reading right now in real time.
Everybody's learning at the same time.
Okay.
I actually have time to go over it once.
He joined the German head itch.
Do what?
This episode is making my head itch.
That's just lice.
That could be Rogaine too.
It's just thinking about Nazis.
Oh yeah, that could be Rogaine. Yeah, yeah. Hair loss. Or lice.
Yeah.
What if you have bald lice on your head? They're taking Rogaine too. So it's like
the lice egg. Are just running around like this is some barren wasteland. What is going on?
They're like start drilling into your skull to see if they can find hair.
We are on the wrong head.
I mean, there's like across the desert, there seems to be a forest on the side there. But do you think lice have like a flat head society?
I like it. That's good.
That's a good one.
Mm. Yeah. That's what you want people to do when you make a joke is say that's a good one. Not laugh. Yep. Don't laugh.
Come yeah, isn't that the best when you tell a joke and someone's like, that's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, really? Thanks.
Oh, you're funny.
I thought it was going to be, but.
You are a pretty funny guy. Thank you.
He joined the German Rocket Society, the Verein für Raumschifffahrt. In 1930, and started.
You're gonna yell everything in German.
Not angry.
It just
not
feels angry right.
It does feel right. It does. God, there's so many words I don't know. This is gonna be a tough one for me. Yeah, this is gonna be.
Well, that's good. It kind of proves that you're not a Nazi if you don't know the words. So that's good job.
Yeah, if you couldn't pronounce Massachusetts and every single one of these you nailed, I'd be a little worried about you.
Yep.
This is how I'm discovered. I'm outed because I can pronounce German words.
There's going to be Germans listening to this going, man, this fucking guy's garbage.
He joined that in 19...
I don't know how big we are in Germany. I don't.
We have 37 people in Germany.
Okay. All right. Well, we apologize to all 37 of you.
He started working on liquid-fueled rockets in 1930. So, which at that time... I don't know anything about rockets, so
that's a surprise.
Did I don't know anything about rockets?
You do usually know things about rockets.
You do know some random facts.
I do know random facts, and I worked at JPL to help building the Hubble telescope. So,
oh, nice,
yeah.
Nice.
Where do you think he got that beard?
Are you really good at trivia? Like, bar, do you ever do the bar trivia?
I'm really good at it.
I'm better than he is at.
He's not.
At
bar trivia. I don't believe you. I think that John would be a really good asset. Really good.
No,
as long as there's nothing about sports.
John's a total piece of shit.
But that has nothing to do with
very narrow. You know, he says things like he knows what he's talking about, but they're completely made up.
Have you ever played bar trivia with John?
No, because I don't like to socialize
well,
with John.
How the fuck do you know if he's good at it or not?
Because I think I just know in general, he just is a piece of shit when it comes to knowing things that are somewhere in the popular culture is like this.
I feel like you have some very strong hatred towards me.
I also feel like Greg is very, very quick.
I do.
He's very quick to be like, wow, John, that's really insightful on this show. Like a lot of times you just say that.
Yeah. So just in case nobody's clear, I'm in an emotionally abusive relationship with Greg. So
you sure
with
are.
Greg, who is very orange today. He's
he is very
orange.
He's very Trumpy.
Trumpy
Trump dude.
I was at a George, what was that guy's name?
Straight?
Nope.
Fuck. Foreman.
No.
Lucas.
That's a good one.
The guy that was tan, the actor, George
Hamilton.
Hamilton, yeah.
I was at George Hamilton.
You know
meeting.
Why? Because that's fucking trivia night, motherfucker.
That's true. Damn he it. Did win that one.
He
did. Got us there.
All right. That was the $100 question.
You can
answer. You didn't say it in the form of a question.
Yeah, you have to say it in the form of a question. Who is George Hamilton?
Yeah, he was a tan dude. He received his PhD in physics from the University of Berlin in 1934, where he researched rocket technology.
PhD in rocket technology.
So would you say
Nerd alert.
Would you say he's a rocket scientist?
I would say he's a rocket scientist.
It sounds like a rocket scientist.
He was a rocket scientist when it mattered. Now,
yeah,
I don't
before
think.
It got before it got cool. You know, yeah. he was yeah.
I think he made it pretty political. Along
well,
with his fellow Nazis.
Not in 1934. He did in 1944 when he came over to the US.
Yeah, but those 10 years in between, not great.
No. Von Braun was an opportunist who joined the Nazi party to continue his work on rockets for Nazi Germany. He applied for membership in the party on November 12, 1937. And this is something I didn't know, and maybe you guys knew this, but I guess apparently Nazis love numbers because they issued a membership number of 5,738,692. So he was almost the 6 million person to join the Nazi party.
Was that, did they inflate that? Did they start at like 1 million just to like make it look more impressive
well,
to everyone
I mean,
who was joining?
Like, how many, I guess everybody in Germany probably eventually joined the Nazi party so they didn't get Nazi'd.
So they could get not dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still leaning towards fuck this guy.
Fuck the, yeah, no, again, it's like, you know, he definitely, I mean, and who knows, right? But there was evidence.
Fuck this guy.
Because there was like towards the end of the war when they started running, they started using people in the death camps or concentration camps. They started using them for labor. And one of the places he worked at, there was about 20,000 people who died at that particular place. And so he was there when it was going on. And it, apparently, you know, I don't think he's trying to stop it. So.
As someone who's really into psychology, Greg, our resident psychology major, I mean, you know, I'm not justifying any Nazi behavior, but when you're in that and it's your way of survival and it's all you know, I mean, like you can make some sort of argument that you can understand how people get brainwashed.
Did you want me to comment on that?
Well, you know what I mean,
like,
though.
You're telling
I mean,
me,
like,
you're
I mean,
telling
it's
me
a,
how to think about it. Kevin.
No, but I'm just saying, like, you could understand.
Don't
well,
you know? Don't you know that hindsight is 20/20, and we have the fucking power of looking back on them and judging them?
Yes,
yes,
yes.
But I think it's
difficult. I mean, obviously, yeah. People were doing everything they possibly could to survive, to save their
own skin. Yeah, and if you're pushing people into ovens, like, yeah, you suck. But at the same time, like, it's like, I don't know, like, we can't. It's hard to judge someone like this who's in the science world and just wants to be
wants to help the Nazis rocket succeed.
But sure. But or does he want to be on the forefront of the technology that he is so enamored with, and so he's looking for any way that he can to make it happen? Again, I am not defending Nazis, and this is definitely not going to be a clip that I'm going to use. But you know, I'm just saying, like, you can kind of understand how somebody is just like especially when they're laser focused on technology and aerospace and things like that you're just like, yeah, I'll join that because that'll help my career or that'll help.
Well,
me
I
be
think
able
some
to
people
cool
could
stuff.
Get blinded by that a little bit. I mean, look at Dr. Robert Oppenheimer,
right?
For example, yeah. I mean, I get it, dude. People want to save their own skin,
and I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying, you know. It's hard unless you're in that situation, you fear for your life, you fear for your family's life, you know, how you would react to that. But speaking of, did you guys like Oppenheimer?
I read a review of it that said it's amazing that it was an amazing movie that covered the most interesting parts of his life and also some of the most boring, monotonous parts of his life. And I was like, oh, that's a good, like, I definitely think that movie could have been like an hour shorter.
But, oh, it was way too long. I agree with you. But you know what's even way too longer, which isn't proper English, but I'm going to say it anyway. Killers of the Flower Moon. You could have cut an hour out of that movie.
That's why I haven't watched it yet.
Easily could have cut an hour out of that movie.
I haven't seen either of those movies.
Oppenheimer, I highly recommend. I think it was a great movie. I really liked it. But Killers of the Flower Moon is good, but Jesus, it's fucking long. And there's parts where you're like, I don't know why this is in here. Like, what? Scorsese, hire an editor, for God's sake.
Well, I think that's it. I think he's like so renowned, right? And he probably does it. Like, I'm sure he has an editor, but it's like nobody's going to say, oh, well, we could cut this or cut that because he has a vision, right? And everybody's like, oh, that's his vision and he's so awesome. So there's no way it can be wrong. But it's kind of like,
Yeah, look how long The Irishman was.
Yeah, and that movie definitely
could have
been. That
was 4 hours, wasn't it?
I think that movie works just fine, though.
I love that movie.
Yeah, because you can stop it and go do stuff.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's like in the streaming mentality, yeah, does a 3.5 hour movie matter? Probably not, because we watch shows that are 12 episodes long, an hour an episode.
Right.
But if you're going to a theater or something, oh my God.
Yeah, your legs are going to fall asleep.
Oh my gosh, no. Even with the comfy chairs. Or I'm just going to fall asleep.
Right. But going like getting back around, like, yeah, I think that, and that's kind of when I was, you know, doing my very best research. I was thinking the same thing, Greg, where it's like, right, because he was a Nazi in Nazi Germany. But I'll say this, like, I think I've said this before. When I lived in Echo Park, I had a neighbor who was a Nazi. He was a literal Nazi. He was like 80 something years old. And when Berlin was being like, after they started losing ground, Hitler had already died or killed himself. And they were like going towards Berlin, the Allied forces, you know, they were just grabbing everybody, like kids. And so at the time he was like 9 or 10 years, maybe 11 years old. And they basically were just like, you're a Nazi. And they gave him a gun. You know, so it was like he didn't have a choice, but technically he was a Nazi, right? I guess he got a Nazi number, right?
Yeah.
You know, and he was.
Yeah, there were kid people that were groomed to be Nazis at a very young age.
Yeah. And they had Boy Scouts. I forget what it was called, but they had like a whole Boy Scout program that was basically just like teach your kid to be a Nazi. And I think
it was Hitler Youth.
Yeah. Thank you. That's what it was. Hitler, yeah. You know, but I feel like, you know, if you want anyone to be okay with anything, you just get them when they're young and teach them that it's right.
Right.
Right. And then you do lose because, you know, by the time you're, you know, you're 25, you're fully developed. And so if you are indoctrinated from the time you're born into something, by the time you're 25, then you're going to believe that that is okay. It's okay to kill whoever because they're whatever.
Well, it's like racism too. It's like just racism against black people. You know, people who are 25 and racist. You're like, how the hell does that even happen? Well, when your parents or your father or your mother or somebody is horribly racist and they teach you that black people are not full human beings, then it makes it a lot easier for
someone.
Or
you read the Constitution, and you're like, 3/5 of a person. Okay, which seems like we should have just cut that. Like, we should not only should we be able to amend, we should also be able to edit.
Yeah. Right? Oh, like, for sure, so we should be able to edit.
Let's just take that out. Like, it's like we changed it. Let's take it out, right? And look, we leave in the history books. That's we were shitty at this time, but let's pull that out.
So, yeah, we've learned so much. Let's change this shit. Yeah, just like
Yeah. Anyway, so during World War II.
Is that for World War II or for racism?
America.
He was a member of the Nazi Party. He was an SS officer who led the development of the V-2 rocket for Germany, the world's first long-range guided ballistic missile. So I didn't actually know that it was a guided ballistic missile. I knew what the V-2 was. I mean, I knew the name. I guess I didn't know what it was because I just read that thing. And I was just like, I don't know what it was. So now I'm just talking out of both sides of my mouth. Trump 2020.
2024?
No. I don't want him in 2024. So
you know, at the beginning of every episode, it's introduced by Sheena, and she says, we're just idiots and we don't know shit about what we're talking about.
That's why. Yep.
Yeah. It's okay. We can say it right now. We don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
So in an interview when Von Braun, in 1952, he was asked basically, or you know, about his association with the Nazi Party. He said that he had been so influenced by the early Nazi promise of release from the post-World I economic effects that his patriotic feelings had increased. He admitted that at the time, he, quote, fared relatively rather well under totalitarianism. Totalitarianism.
Well, as a white man.
Well, yeah, as a white German, yeah.
White German man, yeah.
So he's basically saying, yeah, it worked for him.
Yeah.
Good job, Nazi.
Yeah.
Good job.
Good job being a Nazi, cocksucker.
If you guys ever, and I think I've brought this up on the show before, but there is a documentary. It was on Amazon Prime called An Impossible Peace. I don't know if I've ever talked about that in the show, but it is just a documentary about the time between World War I and World War II. And it's a global, it talks about the whole you know, the whole world.
Right.
And it's very well worth a watch because I learned a lot of things I didn't know about like how we got to, and I'm not just talking about Nazis, but how we got to World War II. Because it almost seemed like, holy shit, we just had this freaking crazy ass war, and how the hell did we get to the second one? It's very interesting.
It was really, it was World War I 2.0. Because it was, well, it was
part of it, a big part of it was what you just said, John, is that the bringing Germany out of the, I mean, they got hit hard after World War I.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because the idea was to be punitive to them, to basically show the world, don't ever do this again.
Yeah, they wanted to punish the shit out of them.
Backfired,
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
backfired like fucking crazy.
It totally backfired. Yeah. It's well worth a watch.
Do you think history defeated itself?
You know what? Maybe better than any other example that we could ever talk about.
Yeah.
And we all have not read a lot about the Napoleonic Wars of 18, I don't know the year.
I talked about that last episode, right?
Yeah.
It was like 18. Yeah, I don't remember.
18.
Something like that.
It was, whatever. I will say this, like every time, it was definitely a lot more recent than I think of it.
You know who does know about the Napoleonic Wars?
Napoleonic
Wars is Joaquin Phoenix.
He does.
Did you guys see I don't want to get out of a movie thing. Did you see Napoleon? I didn't watch it.
No. I don't like bioepics, or
You don't? That's not up your alley.
That's not up my alley.
You know what's hard about them too is that like there's way too much to cover in a movie.
Yeah, yeah.
John really likes movies more like Rocky and Rambo.
That's also way too highbrow for me. I really like where the red fern
two girls
grows.
One cup. I guess
where the red fern grows. Two girls one cup.
Yeah, yeah.
The first Rocky though is a great
movie. Yeah, even
the boxing
Rambo.
Scenes are horrible.
Yeah,
because
that doesn't
matter. But no one blocks; they just go douche.
That's okay.
Douche, douche.
That's okay. It's a movie.
So yeah. I just watched The Postman. Do you remember that movie with the Kevin Costner?
Speaking of Kevin Costner,
I like this weekend. I was just like I had it on while I was doing shit, right? Like I didn't like sit down and watch it, but I just kind of had it on. Sometimes I'll do that. Like instead, if I'm tired of podcasts and shit, I'll just throw in a movie I've seen and just kind
of
let it go.
I'm so tired of podcasts, honestly.
Yeah. Yes. Especially the ones with three white guys.
Oh my god, how many of those are there? You know,
apparently,
especially
nine.
When one of them is real white that he's like beaming.
The other's
and
orange.
Then there's another one who's like. Orange as fuck.
Yeah. Very
and then the third guy has this random beard that doesn't stop, you know?
Yeah, I know.
I hate those podcasts.
Yeah. But I will say like the fight
scene. I like
scene,
that one. It's a good podcast.
there's like a fight scene towards the end between Kevin Costner and the guy who plays the villain. And it is, they're literally just rolling around on the ground and they're like doing these shots and this dramatic music. But you're just like, and it's a pretty big budget movie, and you're like, could you not just hire somebody to teach you how to fight? Like,
my favorite part of that movie is the fact
I've never seen it.
It's the good. Fact that Tom Petty is in the movie.
Yeah, he is.
And Tom Petty
really?
Is just Tom Petty.
Yeah,
like it's Tom Petty after the apocalypse.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically,
it's pretty good.
They didn't even try to make a character out of him. He's just Tom Petty.
His name's Tom.
This is what Tom would do after the.
And it's definitely like very like formulaic, right? Of that age and that kind of movie.
Sure.
You know, it's just like, it's like there's a guy and he's a loner and then he's gets captured and he's forced to do this thing. And then that like turns him into the man he's going to become to, you know, lead. It's just like.
And he's got to have a love interest. There had
he
to
does.
Be a love
oh my gosh.
There,
so
and it was not Tom Petty.
It was not Tom Petty. Although that would have been a more interesting movie.
That actually would have made the movie something I would watch. Yeah. Just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
And Tom Petty walks the countryside going, hey, do you have a guitar? Mine broke.
In the apocalypse.
In the apocalypse.
We burned it because we were
Does
cold.
Anyone have a guitar? And then he'd get to Kevin's house and he'd be like,
so it's a post-apocalyptic movie? I don't even know.
Hey, yeah, Kevin, I think you have a guitar behind you.
And it's like one of those... It's like...
Oh, you're talking about me.
Yeah, he would come up to Kevin. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
not
I,
Kevin
when you said Kevin, I thought you meant Kevin
Costner.
No,
I meant you. Because there's a guitar right over
Oh, yeah, I've got a guitar back there.
Yeah. Would you give it to Tom Petty?
I got a Kevin Costner back there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. He's just tied up. Oh, you're not supposed to see that.
Oh, shit.
Okay. We're not doing video for this episode.
I don't think anyone's going to be mad at you if you got Kevin Costner tied up behind you. Especially not his wife.
Well, he's big. He's all big again. He's got Yellowstone going. Anyway, John, continue. We're off on so many tangents.
Yeah, like we really got to stop with the movie shit.
No, I'd love to hear more about you singing the praises of a Nazi. Go ahead.
I'm not singing the praises of a Nazi.
Feels like it. Feels like it.
Well, boy, you're going to hate this next sentence. No. Later examination of Von Braun's background conducted by the FBI suggests that his background check file contained no derogatory information pertaining to his involvement in the party, but was found that he had numerous letters of accommodations for outstanding performance of duties during this time working under the Nazi Party. Overall, FBI conclusions point to Von Braun's involvement in the Nazi Party to be purely for the advancement of his academic career or out of fear of imprisonment or execution.
Sure.
Yeah. But I mean, but I feel like.
Go ahead.
Yep. I feel
it
like.
Sounds like he was a good Nazi.
Well, I mean, I feel like. Because you know, they brought, like, the. And I don't know the number, but they brought the United States government, along with everybody. Everybody was trying to grab up the Nazi scientists after World War II. Because they all were like, you know, it was like the nuclear race was starting, arms race, all that stuff was starting. So they wanted very smart people. And so every country was. Every world power at that time was trying to get as many as it could. The Russians did it. England, you know, Great Britain did it. Everybody was doing it, right? But I feel like, yeah.
Doesn't make it right.
No, no, it doesn't make it right. But that's what I'm saying is I feel like it's one of those things where, you know, it's like you're talking about, like we look back on it and you're just like, how the fuck could they do that? But also, if they hadn't have done that, right? Like if we hadn't done that as a country and then other countries had, then we would have fallen behind in the arms race. Right. And again, it's not justifying what we did. And there's no way to know how the world would have turned out if we hadn't. But it certainly would be different. Right. And maybe it'd be different. Maybe it'd be a lot better. And maybe it'd be a lot worse. And the only way to know that is build a time machine, go back, see what happens, and then compare the two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So compare and contrast.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, but the problem is nobody will know. Nobody will believe us in the timeline that we traveled through time. It's a problem with time travel.
Nobody's it's a catch 22, if you will. Yeah.
Wasn't there time travel in that book? Catch 22?
I
don't remember. I think I read that when in high school.
I think I read it to you one night.
Oh, that's how I remember it. Yeah.
Was that Dilbert?
So romantic.
Was that what that was in?
I was stroking his hair.
Aw. Were you stroking it down to give him more bangs or stroking it back to give him less bangs?
Were you hoping to try to eliminate the 5 head?
It was just out of love.
Would you have like a little tanner on your hand? So like every time you go across his face, it gets a little bit more like less white.
Yeah, but it was very streaky at the end, so it didn't really work.
That was the jizz.
Oh.
Wait.
Too far.
No. What did you say? Did I fart?
No,
no. He said the jizz. He said it was the jizz that
and
was streaking down my forehead.
Far.
Oh, too far.
Yeah. See what I mean about John not hearing things?
Yeah.
Does your jizz have tanning properties to it?
It's tanning.
I mean, it would make sense considering how orange you are right now.
Yeah. Yeah. You're definitely.
I just eat a lot of carrots.
Is every little sperm's got little, it's a little orange with like a little, what color Oompa Loom's hair? Green, little green hair. Yeah. Each sperm, but just a single hair.
I can't control how orange I am, okay?
Well, I think you could. Yeah, I think it's probably a setting. Anyway, continue, John. Let's talk about Nazis.
MAGA. He's on the MAGA setting. So
the MAGA setting. It's a new filter.
Get it with your gold shoes, with your American flag.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Von Braun joined the SS Horseback Riding School on November 1st. On 1st November 1933 as an SS Onwarter, whatever that is. He left the following year, and in 1940, Von Braun joined the SS and was given the rank of Untersturmführer in the SS, and issued membership number 185068. In 1947, he gave the U.S. War Department this explanation. You ready? You guys ready? In spring 1940, one SS Sturmführer, which will be a colonel, Mueller, from Greifswald, looked me up in my office and told me that Reichsfuhrer SS Himmler, had sent him with the order to urge me to join the SS. I told him I was so busy with my rocket work that I had no time to spare for any political activity. He then told me that the SS would cost me no time at all. I would be awarded the rank of Untersteinführer, lieutenant, and it was a very definite desire of Himmler that I attend his invitation to join. Realizing that the matter was of highly political significance for the relation between the SS and the army, I called immediately on my military superior, Dr. Dornberger, who informed me that the SS had for a long time been trying to get their, quote, finger in the pie, end quote, of the rocket work. I asked him what to do. He replied on the spot that if I wanted to continue our mutual work, I had no alternative but to join. So true
sounds,
or not true?
Sounds like a really good way to rationalize now rising up through the ranks and being an SS guy.
Yeah. Well, and I'm curious, right? Because you have the SS, and then like, so was the Al-Michaels, like this other part of the SS, was that like a different division? Not again.
Did you say Al Michaels?
No, it's Al Menger. Al, I don't fucking know how to say it. You know me. I can't say Massachusetts. So. Massachusetts.
Yeah, I mean, it could definitely be. I mean, because he told, presumably, he told the FBI that after he had left, after World War II was over, and he was in the United States, right?
Oh, so, that was the other thing. It's like, yeah, I feel like the FBI probably, you know, they probably like looked into all these people pretty shallow and like, you know, probably interviewed them and whatever they said. They're like, okay, that sounds good, because they wanted them for the space program.
Because they wanted them for the program. So they were like, well, you probably had no choice. And then, you know, like, yeah, I'm sure there was some leading going on there as well.
And he's like, no, I killed people.
Like, no. I killed a lot of people. Yeah. They're like, no. You had to do this. You were science first, always. No, I like killing. No, science first.
They called me Auschwitz von Braun. So... like, yeah, no, I was definitely into it. After the war, he and many members of his engineering team were brought to the United States under Operation Paperclip, a secret program to recruit German scientists for American research. In the United States, von Braun became a pivotal figure in the development of the U.S. space program. He led the team that developed the Saturn V rocket, which enabled NASA to send astronauts to the moon during the Apollo missions. Despite his controversial past, von Braun is often celebrated for his contributions to space exploration and science. So have you guys watched For All Mankind on Apple TV?
I don't have Apple TV.
Oh, God, you're such a loser. Greg, are you a loser?
I'm a loser. I did not watch it. I do have Apple TV, but I try to spend my free time living my life instead of sitting in front of a fucking screen.
I don't understand.
Oh, my God. That was the most pretentious thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's total bullshit. And yeah. I'm sitting in front of two screens right now. So. Completely full of shit.
I'm doing this podcast while I'm watching TV. So,
right.
Well, that's pretty cool, because basically, do you know what it's about? Do you know the concept of it?
Mm-mm.
So it's
no,
basically,
please tell us.
It's Apple TV. It's a plug. So let's hopefully they're going to pay us.
This episode sponsored by
For All Mankind
Netflix,
not on Apple TV. But it's like basically if Russia would have got to the moon first, and how that like changes the space race. It's cool. Like, and they take some stuff as real, but there's a character. There's basically this guy is in that. Like he's like,
oh, so it's a drama. It's not a documentary.
No, it's a drama. It's a drama.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because Russia did not get to the moon first, Kevin.
But I thought it was a documentary on if they did. Oh, so the in the movie they get there first.
It's a series.
The series, yeah. Russia gets there first.
Yeah, they get there first.
It's fiction.
Oh, so it's kind of like a Man on High Castle kind of thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly.
One sort of thing. Yeah, okay, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay, I misunderstood.
So, do you guys want to hear some of the wonderful things NASA has done? Or that you use every day because of NASA, you fuckers.
Please. It's aggressive, but sure.
I mean, yeah, it was needlessly aggressive, but I'll take it.
You guys know half my novelty shirts are NASA shirts. So
that's true.
All right. So they did memory foam. It was originally developed to help make cushions for landing and takeoff safer.
I have a memory foam mattress.
Do you... have sex?
Yeah, Kevin and I have gotten down on that one.
And I'll tell you this much, The mattress remembers.
Yeah. Well, you know what's great is you can just
send the mattress to therapy.
You can take Kevin to you can take Kevin to Pound Town and have a beer sitting on the corner, and that beer will not tip over.
Will not tip over. Nope. But yeah, the mattress is not. It's not doing well after that.
It was a little awkward when we tested it out in the store.
I will say this though, whether it be a box spring or a memory foam, Kevin always cries.
It doesn't matter. That is a constant. Yes.
You can't control your emotions, and that's what I like about Kevin.
Here's scratch resistant lenses. So you know, like all your like Oakleys and all that stuff with the polycarbonate lenses.
I do not wear Oakley.
Well, listen, like most, like
you're
your
not,
glasses.
If you're not playing minor league baseball, you're probably not wearing Oakleys.
Hey, you know your mullet? You got Neil Armstrong to thank for that.
And your sleeveless shirt. I'm trying to think what would be those.
Yeah, NASA hates sleeves.
the original spacesuit didn't have them, but people kept dying.
Their arms just kept spurting up.
They're super pro Nazi, but they hate fucking sleeves.
Look at my guns. I can't breathe. And the reason they did it is, you know, that the sun shields that come down and all that. So, actually, even that coating that's on the Oakleys, that coating is also the same thing. But basically, it was so that
there's coating on Oakleys.
So that because there's space dust. Did you guys know that? There's space dust. And it would scratch up regular, like at that time, it would have scratched up the stuff on the spaceship. So
have you ever worn Oakleys?
I thought you were going to say I've ever been hit with space dust.
I have. I've worn Oakleys.
Yeah.
I mean, they're fantastic.
They are pretty
like the vision that you have in them is incredible.
And you can you can ride a jet ski.
Yeah.
And they don't fall off. So
in your sleeveless shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
With your mullet.
And your American flag swim trunks. Cordless tools. The reason we have cordless tools is because they needed to have tools that the astronauts could take out of the space shuttle or, you know, out of the ships and build them.
But don't you think some of this stuff would have figured out anyway?
Nope.
I mean, I don't want to be that guy, but
the money they spent on making batteries small enough to work on the handheld devices, that is the part that a company.
So what you're saying is if we did not have a space program and we did not employ Nazis in 2024, we would not have a cordless screwdriver.
Yep.
Yep. We would still be sitting there.
Yeah.
You know, either with a hand or we'd have the drills that you have to plug in and we'd need a lot of extension cords. The extension cord business would be thriving right now.
Right. Right. And you would, but you would have 3,747 people die a year from drilling into the extension cord. Because I did that.
Well, you know what? That's sort of a natural selection kind of thing.
Right.
We wouldn't have Trump because he would have died doing that.
He definitely would have died doing that.
So water filtration systems, because they basically had to drink their own urine. So they needed something that could recycle the water over and over again.
Did some of them want to drink their own urine and maybe not filter it?
Have you ever had your own urine?
Did they pee on each other?
Yeah,
Did you just ask if I've drank my own urine?
I did.
No. My God.
I don't know.
Who on earth? Like, how many people?
Hey,
you know,
there's a porn called Two Girls in a Cup.
Do you see how defensive he is?
Definitely had pee.
That means he has.
Yeah.
No. I had a normal response.
It's not beer.
No response.
That's not an IPA. That's just piss.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that is true. Ooh, there's a little left.
Yum, 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 yum.
Sweet
yum.
Nectar.
Mmm. Asparagus.
You're a satellite television and communication. So, like, all the GPS, all the shit that we have on our phones and stuff like that, you wouldn't have.
Hang on, I gotta grab another can of my piss.
It's your piss is brewed locally.
Yes, it is. It's actually, it's brewed in Boulder, Colorado.
There you go.
Hey, John, have you ever made your own satellite dish?
I have not.
Have you ever drank your own satellite dish?
I have. I've had Well, I don't know. I'm not going to get into it. Never mind.
Let's not talk about you drinking piss.
I didn't say I drank piss. I wasn't even going to say I drank piss. God, everything's piss, piss, piss with you.
Actually, it was a lot of piss with you.
Listen, you're both talking about piss fondly, okay?
Here's a weird one. I wouldn't have. So infrared ear thermometers. So NASA's technology used to measure the temperature of stars helped in the development of air thermometers that quickly and accurately measure body temperature without contact.
Mm-hmm.
So
we have one of those.
So that's Andy. Why you don't have to shove up your ass anymore.
Yeah.
Unless
you're not
to.
Supposed to do that.
I mean, you can, but it's for a different reason. It's just pleasure.
Actually, okay. You said an Andy... ear thermometer. So there's an ear thermometer you don't shove up your ass?
No, it's just a regular thermometer. Don't be stupid. Just a regular thermometer.
Sorry.
The one with mercury.
You can ask any ER doctor, and they'll tell you that people will shove anything up their ass.
They will.
Yeah.
I have a smart bulb in there right now.
You have a what?
Smart bulb in there right
a
now.
A smart bulb.
Yeah, not a regular bulb. I got Wi-Fi in my ass. So.
Are you connected by Bluetooth?
I am. Yeah. I am. Yeah.
So is your Kenny Loggins collection, is it pretty echoey?
Because of Bluetooth?
When you listen to Kenny Loggins on your smart
I don't know who speaker. That is. Is that a musician?
What?
Kenny Loggins? I don't know. Is that?
Well, okay.
Footloose.
Is that a song?
Footloose.
I don't know what that is.
Kick off your Sunday shit.
Sorry.
I went to
it's
the
highway.
Danger zone.
Highway.
There we go. I just wanted to get you to
that's what
that
we
one.
Call a callback.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. From like 4 years ago.
Goes deep.
Yeah, right.
Camera phones. So basically the migration.
Why don't you just make sure you don't read the words you can't pronounce.
Well, that'd be a lot of words.
it'd be a much shorter episode. That's
literally
for sure.
The sentence.
Or are you
would go,
like me? You don't know you can't pronounce it until you come.
Okay,
to
let me read it without pronouncing or with me not pronouncing the words I can't pronounce. So it would be the of four to the B. Does that make any sense?
Oh man,
yeah.
So you can honestly, read... that was the most profound thing you've ever said.
So you can read articles. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know what that means, but yeah. The
if John stopped having to pronounce words he couldn't pronounce, we would just talk about movies all day.
That's true.
The entire show, we'd just be talking about movies.
The tiny of cameras.
Like Top Gun.
the making smaller of cameras for space missions contributed to the technology that allows high-quality cameras to be compact enough for inclusion in smartphones.
Okay.
I still go back to, don't you think that we would have come up with some of this stuff just because...
I agree with Kevin.
Well, I agree with Kevin.
That's weird.
I do agree with Kevin, but I...
But wait, both of you?
But I think, right, I think we would have come up with it eventually, but I think the timeline, I don't think we'd have it now. I think it would go out, it would be a lot further out. Because
I think we'd have it by now.
What is the,
I think we'd have it by now, too.
What is the... Well, but because the economic incentive, in other words, NASA
get all fucking heady on us.
No, I'm not
getting
heady.
The economic incentive
shooting,
is huge.
No,
we're all
but,
shooting
but
in the dark
now.
Anyway.
It is now, and yeah, NASA.
I shit in the dark a lot.
NASA spent billions of dollars figuring out how to do that, and so they already had the platform. And I don't know that a company, eventually
so
they would, right? Because it,
yeah,
because
I got
it's
you.
The economic incentive, and yes, eventually there would be the incentive to do that, but I think it would have been on a longer timeline.
The money to develop the technology would have been too much.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, and it's the same thing with all this stuff, right?
That makes sense.
I still stand by it. We would have had it.
Yeah, but you're stupid.
I think we would have, but I get that someone would have had to put up some immense capital.
Right. Do you guys get how capitalism, for example, like AI, right? So 10 years ago, there wasn't a company in the world messing around with AI because the economic incentive was not big enough. So
there were, but it wasn't
there wasn't private companies doing it. It was all colleges. It was all universities getting into AI, figuring it out. And then once they got to a certain point where companies went like, oh, that's far enough along now where we can start investing in it and we'll get a return on our investment. So it's like this – it is really –
they call that an ROI.
They
for
do.
People listening.
They do. Yeah. They do. Dividends. Yeah. Dow. Mm-hmm. NASDAQ.
Dow. Mm-hmm. NASDAQ.
Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. Great episode.
Wireless headsets, originally developed by astronauts to communicate freely while keeping their hands free during spacewalks. Wireless headsets are now ubiquitous in consumer electronics. Solar panels.
So if there are wired headsets still that exist, like the ones that we're wearing.
Right.
Do wireless headsets even exist?
What?
I don't know.
How high are you right now?
Yeah, I'm going to go need to grab some weed. Yeah. I'm going to need to go grab some weed if I'm going to keep up with you here.
And so this, so listen to this one, Greg, because this makes my fucking point.
Motherfucker.
Solar panels, while not invented by NASA, solar technology was significantly advanced through space programs, leading to more efficient and affordable solar panels for residential and commercial use.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is exciting. Yeah. Sustainable technology. Yeah.
So, and again, because of the amount of money they put into, you know, because again, you have these tax dollars and you're like, okay, we need the satellite to be able to power itself for so many years. And the only way to do that is solar or gasoline. But if the engine goes out, you have to send a guy up there and pull that crank, and that's expensive.
Yep.
So let's figure out how to do it without gas.
And then you got to do the choke thing. You got to spray starter fluid on it. It's a whole thing.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if they, like, if all of them ran off of like 50cc engines, all the satellites? And every six
God months. Damn it, this fucking thing every time.
We invent solar. God damn it.
Do you guys have solar panels on your house?
I don't own a house, so no.
I refuse to answer that question, but yes, we do.
Do you really?
Yeah, lots of them.
You have solar panels?
Yes. Fuck, how many times are you going to ask me?
Good for you. No, I didn't know that. Hey, I mean, Greg? I've known you for like 27 years or whatever the hell it is now, and I didn't know that you had solar panels.
In California, it's pretty popular.
Yeah,
it's pretty popular in Colorado too, but you know.
Okay,
I just didn't know. I didn't know.
I apologize.
I have a random fact about your solar panels, but I'm not going to tell you because I don't want to make you feel like dumb shit.
Have you saved a lot of money?
Yes,
that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever gone on your roof completely nude?
Never, except for when I recreate that scene from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and I pretend I'm Brad Pitt, and I daydream about when I beat the shit out of Bruce Lee.
Yeah,
who doesn't? You really do have a thing for Brad Pitt.
I really like Brad Pitt.
It comes up a lot. I'm just saying.
I will say it makes me very livid when I say I'd fuck Brad Pitt and people are like, oh, I don't think he's that good looking. No, you're an idiot. That man is.
Yeah, but those people are probably under 40.
I don't care. I don't care if they're 12.
But I'm just saying, like, you know. I'm saying, like, there was a time where people were like, you don't think Clark Gable is hot? You know, like, I mean, you know, it's times change, you know? It's Austin Butler now, baby, you know?
Yeah.
Brad Pitt still, nope, he's my guy. I don't even have to have sex with him. I just want to hang out with him and be his buddy.
He does seem like a cool dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's funny. He's handsome. I just, man, I could just, he'd be like.
I'd have to earn the sex.
He'd be like Greg 4.0.
Greg 4.0.
He would be Greg 24.0.
Okay.
I'm just saying, no offense, but.
Yeah. No, that's offensive.
Yeah.
You don't really have the looks there. I mean, like, come on. Like, he's ruggedly handsome.
He's in amazing shape.
You're like in front of some guest bed. It's not the same.
I hate this fucking podcast. You have to like think about it.
There's some sort of graphics on your wall. I'm not even sure what
the
only thing that's
going to make me. I don't know what that is. It's
the only thing that's
going to
make me feel better about this
like,
is if it's almost over. Is it almost over?
It's almost over. You shut up. Let me get through this.
I'm trying to.
All right. All right. I'll do one more because I thought this.
He's got 47 more products.
I do. It's crazy. No, it literally, there's like I've got a list of like 30 products that we have. But
we don't need to do them all.
Here's
give
the
me
one.
The best one
here's,
that you haven't said so far.
Here's the best one. I think.
Give me the best.
Not the one we use. In fact, I don't think anybody has this anymore. But Dustbusters.
Oh fuck
oh.
Yeah.
That is
you know
a good one.
I could totally use a Dustbuster. That is an underrated appliance.
I like him.
You don't want to have to get the vacuum out every time.
Yeah. You don't?
You don't have to program tell the Roomba to go.
Yeah.
Why did they stop making it?
No, they still make them.
Yeah,
them.
They probably do.
They do?
Yeah. Courtney's got one.
Okay.
She's got they may not be called Dustbusters anymore.
Is she busting dust with it?
No, I think Dustbuster is, like, Buster is some reason it's offensive now. So it's just, they're just called dust
it
suckers.
Is?
Wait. Dustbuster cannot be offensive.
How do you know? Because you don't even know if they make them or not anymore.
You guys are too fucking woke.
It's not. No, it's not. Dustbusters is not offensive. I'm kidding. I'm.
Oh, okay. I thought that was a real thing.
I was just.
Damn it, John.
I was just kind of making a little joke about people get offended.
I've been had.
You have been had. You've been bamboozled, if you will.
I've been bamboozled. I've been hoodwinked.
So I guess, like, I'm not going to do a lot. So the question is, like, do we learn from our mistakes? I don't know. Probably not. How does this tie in? No. Let's just say no. We don't learn from our mistakes, but we do.
Listen, we're getting, our listeners are getting used to that.
We get really cool shit sometimes from our mistakes.
Because of Nazis?
I mean, they're a mistake.
Feels like it was two separate episodes.
Well, no, right. Because, well, the whole thing was like, do we.
That's fine.
No, do
I enjoy them both.
No. Like, you know, I think. Here we go. Hindsight's 2020. Da 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 da. Let's drink.
All right, so we're gonna change our podcast title to Hindsight's 2020. Also, get a dustbuster. Let's bring it back. Yeah. Let's bring it. It's not offensive. It's I don't care how woke you are.
Yep. We should drink
and 2-for-1. Cheers.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Greg. Nazis, sorry.
No, thank you, Nazis.
Wait, you're apologizing to Nazis? That's how you're ending the episode.
I'm apologizing for talking about Nazis.
Right, and I'm saying no thank you, Nazis.
No thank you, Nazis.
You don't
Thanks
have to use good
nothing.
Manners with them.
Fuck off, Nazis.
There you go.
Yeah.
Eat a Nazis.
Take your little tiki torch.
Unless that's what you're into, then don't eat a dick.
Yeah.
Then eat a whole bag of them. Nobody likes a whole bag of anything. You're gonna get sick of them.
If you're eating a bag of dicks, Those are decapitated or not decapitated. That wouldn't be a that's a head, right? So they would be
dictated.
You cut the head off of the cutoff dick. So you take each dick out of the bag of dicks and you cut the head off of it. That's a decapitated bag of dicks.
So a decapitated bag of dicks is just a bunch of heads.
And then you take that bag and you put it in another bag and you call that just the tips. So
yes. Yeah. And you have to eat them. That's what you have to do. You have to eat the bag of dicks.
Without not the ranch. Tips, though, because everybody knows that's the
no
best
ranch,
part.
No dipping sauce, no kraut, no nothing.
No Gregor McGregor. None of
no
it.
No Gregor McGregor's. No, Gregor McGregor was a hero compared to you guys.
Yeah, exactly. He was fucking the saint of.
He only killed like 250 people.
Right.
Burn in hell, Nazis.
Yeah.
I can't think of a better way to end the episode.